The Security Council gathered for its fifth briefing on the situation in Ukraine in 3 weeks. The United Kingdom, one of six countries to call for it.
We want to continue to hold Russia to account for the war crimes that are being carried out there. We want to counter their disinformation and lies.
As images of that bomb theater sheltering families in Mariupol circled the globe, three UN officials briefed, citing at least 700 Ukrainians killed so far in the conflict, dozens of them children, 5 million forced to flee their homes, as damage to civilian infrastructure, including 43 health facilities, mounts. Russia denied bombing the theater and targeting civilians.
Ukraine always was a pawn in the geopolitical struggle against Russia and remains such a pawn still. Western politicians couldn't care less about the suffering of the people in Donbas, including women, children, and the elderly.
The briefing took place a day before the Security Council was expected to vote on a humanitarian resolution put forth by Russia. But NATO-aligned council members made clear they wouldn't support anything that didn't point the finger directly at Russia as the source of that humanitarian crisis. So Russia changed plans.
We know if Russia really truly cared about humanitarian crises, the one that it created, it could simply stop its attacks on the people of Ukraine. But instead, they want to call for another Security Council meeting to use this council as a venue for its disinformation and for promoting its propaganda.
Russia now plans to discuss U.S. biolabs in Ukraine, saying it has new evidence to share.
We have disinformation war, which is raging on a much greater scale than on the battlefield. And I will not be surprised at anything, because who wins the information war? The one wins the war.
Intense diplomatic activity continues.
I think we have to be very realistic. A lot of this is diplomatic game playing. It's not actually going to have a huge impact on the ground, but the U.S. and its allies are looking for every way they can to put pressure on Russia.
Lots of talk on the part of the Security Council, but still no action. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.